Hi, I'm Marilyn Sue, and I'm a compulsive overeater. And for today, I am at ease with my body and my food, for which I'm incredibly grateful and thankful to all of you. Without you all, it would not have happened. So to qualify, I got struck abstinent on December 30th, 1985. But I love the topic, emotional sobriety, because emotional sobriety came a long, long time after physical abstinence for me. My first year of abstinence was as crazy, and my eating was just as crazy when I was my first year of abstinence as it was my last year. It was just healthier. But the emotions were still there. What would happen is if I went anywhere or if I was eating at work, I would fill up my plate with my abstinent food. And then I acted like a dog. And what I mean by that, I would actually put my arm around my plate to protect it, because this was going to be the only food I would get until the next meal. And damn it, you were not going to sniff it. You were not going to ask me if you could have a bite of it. It was mine, damn it, and stay the hell away from it. Now, that's not exactly emotional sobriety, but that was my life that first year. It was like, and the first holiday, I don't know if it was Thanksgiving or Christmas, but I was invited to a family gathering, and I knew there were going to be desserts, and I knew that I did not need anything with sugar in it. So for that particular gathering, I brought a container that contained walnuts and raisins. They were safe foods for me. And it took all the recovery, probably every damn meeting I had been to set those on the dessert table. And my eyes never left them the entire meal, because no matter what else was on the dessert table, I knew as soon as the hostess said it is now dessert time, everybody would head for my damn walnuts and raisins. And if I didn't beat them there, I would get none. And I would feel deprived. And deprivation was one of the things that would always set me up for relapse. Well, you all know, nobody wanted my damn raisins and walnuts. So I had more than enough. But that was my stepping into some emotional sobriety, and it got better. And I love the term emotional sobriety, because I had never heard those two words put together before. I'd heard emotional serenity, emotional well-being, but emotional sobriety, when I hear the word sobriety, I automatically think of a sobriety check where you're stopped by the cops. So it was a different way. And I thought, dang, it is such a perfect word for this year, because this year we're living in very sobering times. And for me, one of the ways I'm getting through this very sobering time of COVID is the gift of Overeaters Anonymous. I don't have to do this COVID until everybody and their cousin is vaccinated. I get to do COVID today. I get to do my food today. I don't have to worry about COVID tomorrow, because I have been taught that I do this deal. I do my food one day at a time, and I do life one day at a time. And I look for pieces of gratitude. So I wake up every morning with a COVID CAT scan, you might say. I have a cat that thinks it's time for me to get up. And she jumps on my chest and she puts her face in mine. And her breath is atrocious. And every time she does that, I think, oh my God, I don't have COVID. I can smell her stinky breath. So I wake up in a good mood every freaking day. And who knew I'm 75 years old. It had never occurred to me that I would be grateful for a cat's bad breath. But I get to be every single morning. And I love that. And so how I do this one day at a time is I rely on our literature and meetings. And this is how, what works for me. It's January 12th. Each morning brings a new surrender, a new admission of powerlessness, a new commitment to abstinence through steps 1, 2, and 3. It is a quiet time, a new beginning, a new day. How am I going to spend today? Will I waste it by looking at my past mistakes or daydreaming about the what the future may hold? Living in today is often difficult. Once I let go of yesterday and tomorrow, I can live in today to its fullest. Planning and dreaming will not change what my higher power has in store for me tomorrow. So I will turn that over and rest in the knowledge that I will be taken care of. This frees me to accept the gifts of the present. It is what I do today that really matters. I can only be happy by spending today gratefully accepting who I am, what I have, and what I can do in this moment to be better. Today will eventually become tomorrow without my worrying or interfering with the higher power's plans. Let me live as if tomorrow is just another word in the dictionary. Let me live today. So that's, on good days, that's how I do it. And on lots of days, I fall forward, just like Mary Jane talks about. And so to celebrate and honor this holiday, and to do it emotionally, I want to read another favorite page of mine, because it contains my very, very favorite sentence in all of OA literature. And that is, each day we live well, we are well, one day at a time. Today I can plan my recovery and follow that plan to the best of my ability. I do things that help me live well, being abstinent, exercising, meditating, writing, and maintaining social contact. I concentrate on what I can do, not what I cannot do. With God's help, I can live the message of OA program one day at a time. So this is what it looks like for me today. You know, in order to live well, I need to have lots of pleasure in my life. I need to have fun. For me, pleasure and fun are essential ingredients for life. So what living well for me looks like, in addition to working the steps, going to meetings, it looks like bubble baths with wearing pearls. It also looks like one of the things that was really important in my early recovery. The first thing my sponsor asked me to do was to write a list of all my binge foods and to abstain from them one day at a time. So I did that. And then after a while, I began again to feel deprived and resentful. And it occurred to me that I could also do an inventory of all the foods that I could eat and enjoy that were not problematic. Because one of the things that my brain tells me is you'll never eat anything that tastes good again. You know, you're gonna have rice cakes and grapefruit for the rest of your damn life. And so I did that. And one of the things that happens to me is that because food's not a big deal for me anymore, I get stuck eating the same damn foods day after day after day. So especially when I'm in that place where I might feel deprived, a couple of days ago, I went to the grocery store and I bought a sweet potato. Sweet potatoes are neutral with me and I really like them. And I bet it's been 6 months since I had one. And you know who's responsible for not having a sweet potato in 6 months? I live alone, so there's nobody else in my house that's responsible for me depriving myself of good, healthy food. So that's one of the ways I begin to live well. I look at the things I can do. And the other thing I do is this time of year, I catch myself being good. I read somewhere the other day about creating our own Advent calendar.
5 minutes, Mom.
Right. Irregardless of what our spiritual path might be. So I'm in the process of doing that. So I look for catching myself being good, something I did well, somebody I was kind to, letting somebody in front of me in traffic. And I also try to find 5 beautiful, strange, weird things a day. And I make note of them. Because what I have come to believe is that I always find what I focus on. When I was using, I could find food no matter where it was hidden, because that was where my focus was. If I focus my attention on the joy of life, that's what I find. So yesterday, I had a delightful surprise. I was driving by Francis Park, and there's a place at Francis Park where they have a whole village of fairy trees. They have all these little fairy trees. There's like 6 or 8 of them. I was late for an appointment, so I could not stop. But today, I'm going to take a walk, and I'm going to see all the little fairy gardens in Francis Park. And then I am going to go down. They have great, St. Louis Hills has these great Christmas lights. So those are 2 of the ways I'm going to feed me today. And so I want to end with another one of my favorite pages, which is all about celebrating this wonderful life we've been given and that OA has re-given us. And it comes from November 12th of For Today. It is impossible to live pleasurably without living wisely, well, and justly. And impossible to live wisely, well, and justly without living pleasurably. Living pleasurably meant giving myself all the food I wanted when I wanted it. Unlike normal people who partake of the pleasure of eating with moderation, I was hooked on food. Soon, what seemed pleasurable began exacting a price that drained all my resources, physical, emotional, and spiritual. I learned what all addicts eventually come to know. It is impossible to use any substance or activity to excess, be it food, alcohol, drugs, or gambling, and to live either wisely or pleasurably. For today, I ask the help of a power greater than myself to moderate my eating and give myself the pleasure of living wisely, well, and justly. And every day we live well, we are well. And thank you so much.
Thank you, Marilyn Sue. And thank you, Mary.